Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time that we could spend with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are grateful that you know our name. Oh, you know the number of hairs upon our head. Oh, God, we are so grateful that we could say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. And, Lord, we thank you for the vision that you've given us to write, oh, God. Oh, God, you said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables. And he that read it will run with it, oh, God. So we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Oh, we bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you today. Oh, God, we honor you. We honor you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, you are the Most High God. Nobody great like you. Nobody holy like you. Nobody mighty like you. You are almighty. You are the omnipotent one. You are the one who knows our name. You even know our social security number. You know our address. You live in us. Hallelujah. And Lord, we know that no good thing can come from our flesh. So we repent today for, oh God, sins of omission, commission, things you want us to do. We don't get up and do it right then. We put it off. Forgive us for slothful spirits, oh God. Forgive us, Lord, for disobedience. Forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for presumptuous sins, for errors, oh God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, oh God. We're dependent on you. We're your children. We're called by your name in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We are grateful, grateful, grateful. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have spared us thus far. We have so much to be grateful for, Lord. We owe you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, everything, everything belong to you. So we honor you, Lord God. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. I'm grateful you all joined us. Oh, yeah, we're grateful for the Father. He joins us. Hallelujah. We welcome the Father all the time. We can't do anything without him. You know, we can't even breathe. Our bones can't even move without the Father. He's the one who gives us the brain cells, all four lobes, the heart, the lungs, everything in our body. He created, and he blew his breath every day. He blew his breath in you today. That's why you're on. That's why we're still alive. So we thank God today for each one of you. I love you, but you already know God loves you more than I have the capacity to love. He's the greatest lover of all. He's the lover of our soul. Isn't he awesome? He's mighty. So I thank God for you all today. I thank God for everything that God has done in us thus far. He's doing great things in us. Yeah. We're yet alive. We're able to give a testimony about how good, how perfect, how kind, how loving, how merciful. And he's the judge. But thank God he's not a human judge. He is the one who's most merciful, most merciful. You know, when we should have been dead, he had mercy on us. When we should have died, he had mercy on us. He said, no, 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 they're going to live. And they will live and have abundant life. That's the only one who can give us abundant life, our Father. So we are grateful to you today. I'm thankful for you all. We have Minister Glory Dean Shiloh on with us. She's going to play a song in a few minutes. But just before she play that song, while she's getting ready for the song, Esther, you got that song ready, Esther? All right, she may not hear me. But anyway, Minister Glory Dean Shiloh is on with us from New Orleans, Metairie, Louisiana. So what are you going to play for us today, Minister Shiloh?
Yes, God is real.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Yes, God. Okay. Thank you.
for me. It's just like you go.
My God is real, so I can see with my soul. I cannot tell you just how you get me. Big Jesus, power. So I thank God for you, Glory Dean. That was beautiful. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Glory Dean, I can't hear you. If you talk, you're saying something, but I can't hear you.
I just say praise the Lord. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Thank God. Can I hear you? Can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Esther.
Oh, praise God.
Esther, are you still on? All right, she may not be able to answer me. She had trouble with her phone today. And we thank God for each of you all that are on with us today. All right, I'm going to open up the lines. So we're going to be doing some Bible study soon. We're going to need response. You know, some Bible study, they have the teacher do all the talking, but no, no, this is a participatory. We got to participate in this Bible story, Bible study. So we have with us Latricia Smith from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to read Psalms 23. So everybody get your Bible. You know we need our Bibles. So every time before you come on, get those Bibles ready. You can turn to Psalms 23 with her. If you like, we're going to give her a minute, give you all a minute to find Psalms 23. It's a familiar passage. You know, most of us grew up on that Psalms 23. We heard it in church a lot. You know, we hear people reading it from the pulpit. We hear teachers teaching it. So, Psalms 23. All right, Sister Latricia, we ready.
Okay. I'm reading Psalm 23 from the King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oils, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Beautiful. Yes, indeed. The Lord is our shepherd, most definitely. All right. So we're getting ready to do a participation. We need everybody to participate in this, and I appreciate you participating. That's how we learn, you know. We all learn by participating. You can't just sit and just listen and not really
participate, you got to get an active mind. Because, you know, if I just sit and listen to people, sometimes my mind be thinking about, oh, yeah, what am I eat? Or, you know, your mind just drift off. But when you're participating, generally your mind is more focused. So that's the reason we need to participate. So repeat after me. You know, we're going to do our we're training for what God wants us to know. So we got to train. You know, God is in the training business. He's training us. You know, just like he told parents to train their children. So when we allow it, our shepherd is training us. He's leading us in the path of righteousness. That's how he's training us, because he's leading us in the way he wants us to go. So get ready. Let's say my mind.
My mind.
My mind.
Is in training.
Is in training.
Training.
For what God?
For what God?
For God.
I can't hear everybody. Wants me to think.
Mm-hmm.
Wants me to think.
All right. Okay, and I'm going to read the scripture. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. All right, repeat after me. My eyes are in training.
Eyes are in training.
For what God wants me to see.
For what God wants me to see.
All right, I'm going to read the scripture. Psalms 119:18. Open my eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of your law. So, you don't have to say the scriptures. I'm just going to, I'll read the scriptures. You all just repeat the other after me. So, repeat after me. My ears are in training. For what God want me to say.
For what God want me to say.
But is that what we do? You know, I'm doing you like I do the children. You know what? Sometimes we can be led wrong. I led you wrong.
Here.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right. You got it now. I'm telling you, we can be led the wrong way. I did it on purpose.
Okay.
You know that you don't talk with your ears. So you got to be sharp and pay attention.
All right.
Pay attention.
So
you got to pay attention. So we're going to go back. My ears are in training for what?
For what God wants me to hear.
All right, so I'm going to read the scripture. Job 36:10 says, he openeth my ear to discipline and command that they return from iniquity. All right, let's do the next one. My mouth is in training.
My mouth is in training.
All right, hold on. Let me open up the line some more. Some more people came on. Hold on. All right, so all the lines are open, so repeat after me. My mouth is in training.
My mouth is in training.
For what God wants me to say.
For what God wants me to say.
All right, I'll read the scripture. Psalms 141:3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. All right, so now keep repeating after me. My hands are in training.
My hands are in training.
To listen. You listen with your hands. You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention.
My hands are in training.
For what God wants me to touch. You got to pay attention, because even from the pulpit, mistakes come.
Yes.
Even from messages, mistakes come. You got to be sharp enough to catch the mistake when it comes. So pay attention. My body is in training.
To go.
And do. What God wants me to do.
What God wants me to do.
What God wants me to.
All right.
I don't hear everybody. I see, I got numbers on here. I don't hear Rose. I don't hear Minister Lanny. I don't hear Tekla. I don't hear Pastor June Paul. I don't hear y'all. Y'all got to repeat after me.
So. I did say it. I did repeat.
Okay, I didn't hear you. All right. Well, all thank God for it. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So, all right. Thank you so much. I'm just in tune to try to hear. All right. Now, so we've dealt with, you know, the parts of our body. In order for us to be in tune with God, we got to hear with our spiritual ears. With our spiritual ears. So we got to make sure that we are tuned to God. All right. Now, let's do a little. Yes?
Could you give us the scriptures to touch and body?
Okay. That is Ephesians 4:4. Thank you so much for reminding me. Ephesians 4:4. There is one body, one spirit. Just as you are called in the hope of your calling. Thank you so much.
And the touch, I didn't get the touch.
You didn't get that one, okay.
No.
My hands are in training for what God wants me to touch. Psalm 24:4. He that has clean hands and a pure heart who is... I'm sorry, someone saying something? Okay. Psalm 24:4, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully. All right?
Thank you.
All right, we're moving right along. Let's talk about the books. How many books are there in the total Bible? Say your name and the number of books.
My name is Thelma Holmes. There's six books in the total Bible.
Amen. And, you know, I mean, more than one person can speak. You know, we're doing this in the group. All right, so how many books are there in the Old Testament? State your name and tell me. How many books in the Old Testament? Can't hear you.
Old Testament,
39 books in the Bible. Amen. 39 books in the Old Testament. Excellent. All right. So I want to know how many books are there in the New Testament? How many books of the Bible in the New Testament?
My name is Thelma, and there's 27 books in the New Testament.
All right, 27. All right, so we are moving right along. Now, I want you to tell me how many books are in the books of history. How many books are in the books of history? State your name and tell me.
Five.
Excellent job. Now, who can tell me the books of history? Who can name them? Now, I'm going to give you a clue. Everyone, open your Bibles to the table of contents. The table of contents. And you will find the first five books of the books of history. So we are learning the books of the Bible. So the books of history. Okay. Someone other than Glory Dean, tell me the five books of the law.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Excellent job. Good job. Amen. All right. Now, who can tell me how many books of history are there?
There are 12 books of history in the Bible.
All right, thank you so much. Who can name all 12 books of history in the Old Testament?
Tekla,
take your name,
Joshua.
And name them.
I said Tekla. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, and in the New
Excellent
Testament.
Excellent. All right, good job. How many books are in the books of poetry? Someone state your name and tell me how many.
Jerry Sims, there are five books of poetry.
All right, Joyce, Bible. Joyce, name the five books of poetry for me.
I can't name them all.
All right, do you have your Bible in front of you?
Yeah.
All right, look in the Old Testament. Find Esther, the book of Esther in the Old Testament, in the table of contents.
Actually, Carissa, I'm having problems with this book because some of the pages are missing.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So thank you so much. Who wants to tell me the books of poetry? There are five of them.
Lanny McBride.
Oh, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Job, Psalm,
go ahead. It's
Proverbs.
Two people. Go ahead.
Job,
Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. And
excellent job. Thank you, Minister Lanny and Tekla. Good job. All right, now, I want to know, we're going to move to the New Testament part. We're going to skip. So look in your Bible, in the table of contents where it says New Testament. Who can tell me how many Gospels are in the New Testament? How many Gospels?
There's four books, Thelma.
All right,
yes,
Thelma.
Four books.
In the Gospel,
all
Matthew,
right.
Mark, Luke, and John.
Luke,
all right,
John.
Excellent job. All right, now, so I want you to listen to the questions that I'm asking you. All right, so now in the New Testament, how many books of history are there?
One.
Tekla, name it.
Acts.
Okay, good job. You guys are brilliant. Woo! All right, now, what is the meaning of the word epistles? You have about 21 epistles. Some people break it up differently. What is the meaning of the word epistles? State your name and tell me.
It means letters.
It means letters.
Tekla, letters.
Thank you so much. Yes. So the epistles are the letters that are written to us by God through his people of God. Who wrote most of the letters in the New Testament? Who wrote most of them?
Lanny McBride.
Tekla, Paul.
All right, I heard Lanny and Tekla. Very good. Paul wrote most of them. So who can tell me, who can read at least five of the epistles? Five of them.
Lanny McBride.
Tekla, Romans, 1 Corinthians.
Go ahead, both of you, go ahead.
2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians.
Keep going, Lanny, don't stop. I hear both of you.
Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians,
okay,
1
wait,
Timothy,
hold up.
2 Timothy.
You got to remember the questions I'm asking you. What question did I ask you?
Four.
You said
I
five,
said,
and then you said go on.
No, I did not. No, I said, Lanny,
okay.
Keep going.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Sorry about that.
I apologize if you did not understand me. So I wanted you to name. All right, so how many books of prophecy are there?
One in.
Okay.
One, Tekla.
Who, name them other than Tekla. Name
Revelation.
The book. Who said that? I didn't hear
Revelation.
Your name.
Revelation.
I didn't hear your name.
Tekla, Revelation.
Okay, I asked the question. I said, who can name me the book of prophecy other than Tekla? So,
oh,
you guys got to get your ears.
I thought you said Tekla.
All right, that's okay. All right, so now, how many minor, I'm sorry, we're going, okay, we did the book of prophecy. Okay, we're going to stop with that part. You guys did a great job. Pat yourselves on the back. Now, I want you to tell me, so keep your Bibles open. You're going to be doing some scripture search. You're going to find the scripture that I call from the different parts of the Bible. All right, so I need someone to read a scripture from the books of law. State the scripture and then read it. Find the scripture in the book of law and read it. I hope you flip in the Bible looking for it.
Thelma.
Okay.
Numbers 14.
14 what?
Verse 1.
Okay, read it.
And all the congregation lift up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night.
Amen. Good job, Thelma. Numbers, what was that again? Numbers 14,
Numbers 14
1.
And 1.
Okay, thank you. All right, one more person. A book of law. Read a scripture from the book of law.
Deuteronomy 28:1. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all
Thank
these
you,
blessings will come upon
you. Can you. Stop there. Thank you so much. All right. Now, I need someone to find a scripture. I just need you to read one scripture because we got, you know, several things we're doing today. Read a scripture from one of the books of history. Read a scripture from one of the books. State your name and read. Give me the scripture. Good. I hear pages flipping. I'm happy about that. Yeah, Pastor June Paul on with us, I think. So we thank God for her. We're listening for scriptures. Read your scriptures.
Lanny McBride.
Go ahead.
2 Samuel, the 20th chapter, and the second verse. So every man
right.
of Israel went from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bishra, the men of Judah, clave unto their king, from Jordan even to Jerusalem.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, I need someone else to read a scripture from the book of history. Book of history.
Patricia.
Go ahead.
Patricia. All right. Joshua 5:5.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Joshua 5:5.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You're right. Go ahead. Let's
now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had no circumcised.
Amen. Thank you.
They had not circumcised.
All right. Thank you. We're moving right along. I need somebody to read a scripture from the epistles. Make it one scripture, please. Scripture from the epistles. All right, come on, not everybody. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Patricia Jacksonville Fluff. Philippians 21, first chapter 21.
Oh, 1, verse 21.
Yeah, Philippians chapter, verse 21.
Okay.
Chapter 1, verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
Amen. All right, one more scripture. Thank you so much. From the epistles, one of the epistles.
1 Peter 2:24. Tekla, 1 Peter 2:24. You bore on the cross. You became sin so that I would become righteous. And you bore on the cross my sickness. By your stripes, I'm healed.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. I thank God for you finding the scriptures. Now we're going to be doing a little bit more scripture search here. I need someone to find. Well, the first one that find it, read it, but we all have to find it. This is how we do scripture search. Everybody has to find the scripture, but the first person, state your name and read the scripture. The scripture is Psalm 23:4. Psalm 23:4. Everybody must find it. Psalm 23:4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have it, Latricia.
Read it, baby.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Amen. All right. Is there anyone who needs more time? Because we need to read it together. All right, let's read it together on the count of three. One, two, three. Psalms 23. Come on, everybody. Psalms 23, 4.
Psalms 23, 4.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
I will fear no evil.
Thou art with me.
You are with me.
Your rod
and your staff, they comfort me.
Amen, amen. Great job. All right, we're doing scripture search. Remember, first person find it, state your name and read it. Don't say this is, don't say I got it. Say the, state your name and the scripture. All right, here we go. Someone's got some kind of, look like a whistling in the background of a, maybe a bird or something, but it's okay. All right, Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. I need you to find that. Everybody find it, but the first person who find it, read it.
Jeremiah what?
29:11.
Bell.
Read.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Amen. All right. Everybody have it? Anybody not have it? We'll wait for you. Jeremiah 29:11. Everybody got it? On the count of three, we're going to read it together. Jeremiah, come on. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thought that I have toward you.
Declares the Lord,
saith
the Lord, thoughts of peace for you and not of evil,
and
to give you a future and a hope.
Amen, amen. We're working on so many Bible skills. Every week when we come on, I can tell you guys are growing. You all are growing in the Word, growing in the Spirit. We're working on a lot of Bible skills. You guys are doing a great job. I really, really appreciate the work that you all do when you come on. All right, last scripture for scripture search, Job 23:12. Everybody find it. First person, state your name and read it. Job 23:12.
Tekla, I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
Amen, amen. Somebody's still searching. Go ahead. Job 23:12. I heard you too, Glory Dean. But even though somebody's reading it, you still can read it. If, you know, two people find it at the same time, just state your name. This is the last one. Everybody, anybody need more time to find Job 23:12? It's good sometimes just to sit and call, you know, look for different scriptures in the Word, and sometimes write them out. All right, sometimes you can write the scriptures out. All right, everybody have it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's read it together. One, two, three. Job 23:12. Neither
I have
gone back
not departed from the commandment of his lips.
I
have
treasured
the words of his mouth
more
than my necessary food.
Oh my God, Job is up, huh? All right. I'm getting ready to dig into the Word. So turn to Genesis 1, everybody. Genesis 1. Remember we had that for homework? You read it every day. I tell you what, when you read, it gets down in your spirit. You know how you tell the children? The Word says, so that the Word is written in the tables of your heart. If you don't get into the Bible and read, the Word's not going to be written in the tables of your heart. Why? Why should the Word be written in the tables of your heart? So you don't sin against God. You're going to sin against God if the Word is not in the tables of your heart. If you don't know the Word, how would you know if you're sinning or not? You got to know the Word to know if you're sinning. All right, so we got work to do. We're in Genesis. Genesis 1. We're going to start at Genesis 1. So, anybody not read it this week, Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right.
You should read it last week.
Amen. So thank you so much. We read it last week and this week as well. Tekla, thank you so much. That was the assignment.
I got it. Okay.
Thank you so much, Tekla. I appreciate you. All right. So look in Genesis 1, and I want you to tell me where the scripture is and what did God create. State your name, and then tell me what God created on the first day. What did God create on the first day? Genesis 1.
Lanny McBride.
Speak louder, babe. Go ahead. Speak a little loud, you all.
Patricia.
All right, we got Thelma and Patricia. Go ahead, state it.
And God called the light day.
And God called
day.
Light day.
All right.
And the darkness he called night.
Okay.
And the evening of the morning was the first day.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the instruction again. I want you to tell me what God created and the scripture. You do not have to read it, but just give me what God created and the scripture. All right?
Okay.
Rose, he created the heaven and the earth.
All right. Okay. So there's still some background noise, like someone's riding in a car. Could you mute your phone, please? Thank you so much. All right. So, thank you so much. All right. So on the first day, God created day and night on the first day. And if you read Genesis 1:1-5, you're going to find what he created, day and night. All right. So we're moving right along. Now, I look up. I'm sorry. Are you saying something to me? Go. I can't hear you. Okay.
Patricia.
I'm listening.
I noticed he
when he did that day and night, you're in capital letters.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. See, God revealed that to you. I appreciate God revealing that to you, because sometimes we'll read things and we don't see it, and we go like, well, wow, I didn't know that was there. That's awesome, Latricia. Thank you. All right, what did God create on the second day? Give me the answer and where it's found. You don't have to read it. Just tell me.
He made the land.
All right, tell me your name and what you said. I didn't hear you in the scripture. No, the second day. What did God create
second
day? Yeah, we did the first day. Now we're on the second
day.
Okay, hold up.
Evening and morning.
All right, on the second day. All right.
He made the land.
Dig a little deeper. Go ahead, state your name.
Stephanie, and he built the land. He built the expanse between the waters to separate them from the waters, and that was in Genesis 6.
All right, we're in Genesis 1. I want to know what God created on the second day. You close, Stephanie, thank you. What did he
created
make? Evening and morning.
He called the slumber and heaven.
I can't hear you, Tekla.
God called the slumber and heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second day. He called. In verse 6, God says, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the
briefly, on the second day, God created the sky and the water. You can find that in Genesis 1:6-8. So the sky and the water. All right, you guys, I love the way you're digging in the Word. Good job. All right, now we're going to the third day. What did God create on the third day?
Dry land. This is Stephanie.
I didn't hear your name.
Thelma.
Thelma. Oh, go ahead.
And it say, and the evening and the morning were the third day.
Okay, but what did he create that day? You got to look to find what he created. Yeah, he always said that the evening and the morning were the first day, the evening and the morning. But what did he create on the third day?
The earth.
The earth, the grass, the seeds, yielding seeds, and the fruit trees. And the
okay, was that the third day? All right, so
he
on
also,
the third day, he created dry
land.
And he did. He added those things, okay? Mm-hmm. Dry land on the third day. Okay. That's in verses 9 through 13. Look for it, dry land. You gotta read through it to find out what he created. All right, so we're going to the fourth day. What did God create on the fourth day?
He also created the grass too, but land.
Yes.
He also let grass and fruit trees come after that.
Yes, he did. All right. Thank you so much for that revelation. All right. We're moving to the fourth day. What did God create on the fourth day?
The sun and the moon and the stars.
Amen, yes. On the fourth day, God created the sun, the moon, and the stars. Excellent, Tekla. All right, I don't hear Minister Lanny. Minister Lanny, you searching with us?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right, good job. Amen. All right, so we're going to the fifth day. What did God create on the fifth day? Give me your scriptures, you guys. Fifth day, we're doing the Bible.
He created the birds in the air and the fish in the sea.
Amen. Give me the scripture for it.
Verse 20. Let the waters abound with abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament. So God created
all right.
The sea creatures.
Okay, you can stop there. I just want the scripture. You don't have to read it. All right, it's in Genesis 1, 20 through 23. Genesis 1,
20-21.
I beg your pardon?
It's 2021.
Okay, 20 through 23. All right. Okay, thank you all so much. All right, we're moving right along. 221. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Correction. All right. All right. What did God create on the sixth day? Give me the scripture, too.
Tekla, he filled the earth with living creatures according to the kind, cattle and creepy things and beasts of the earth, each according to its kind.
Tekla. Remember, I don't want you to read it. I want you to tell me and give the scripture.
Okay, he created animals that were on the land and creepy
okay,
things also
and?
On the land. And he also created the man. And the,
amen.
And
thank you
image.
So much. Where is that found? Genesis 1 what?
Genesis 1, 20. First one is on Genesis 1, 24. And about the man is Genesis 1:27.
Excellent job, Tekla. That's awesome. Thank you. All right. What did God create on the seventh day? Who can tell me?
Stephanie, he rested on the seventh day.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie. He rested. Give me the scripture.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I need the scripture for it.
I got that from John, the 31st verse.
I didn't understand you, Stephanie. Hello, can somebody give me the script that God did on the seventh
chapter
day?
Chapter 2, verse 2, he rested.
Amen. Chapter 2. Yeah, he
two,
rested.
Yes.
on the seventh day. Amen. You guys are awesome. Yes, he did. He rested on that day. So, say that again, Glory Dean. Okay, good. All right, so in Genesis chapter 1, God gave Adam and Eve a law. We talked about that law last time. What was that law he gave them? What
chapter
was the
one?
Law that God gave? He really gave it to Adam. He didn't really give it to Eve. But what did he give them?
The law that should not eat from the forbidden tree.
Okay, where is it found?
Not on chapter 1.
It's not. You're right. You're right. It's not in chapter 1, but where is it found?
It's in Genesis 2:16.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Thelma. Genesis 2:16 and 17. Yes. So state that law. Minister Lanny found it last week. Go ahead, Thelma. Read it.
And it said, "And the Lord God commanded the man of sin, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat." 17 say, "But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day thou eatest thereof shall thou surely die."
Okay, yes. What kind of death is that? State your name and tell me. What kind of death did Adam and Eve experience when they broke the law?
Thelma, a spiritual death.
Thank you, Thelma. It's a spiritual death. Now, the same thing happened to us when we sin against God. When we break his law, we have a spiritual death. A spiritual death means they were separated from God. And the same thing happened to us. When we sin, our eyes get open to evil, just like them. They didn't know evil before, but their eyes were open to evil when they disobeyed that one law. God said, "Don't eat of this." Now listen, we're like that too. You can give somebody 5 presents, put them in front of them, and say, "Now this one over here, don't touch that." What we want to touch? We want to touch the one that they say don't touch. That's the fall of man. That's the fallen man. But God wants to bring us to obedience. So why did God give Adam and Eve a law? And why does he give us a law? What's the law for?
To protect us.
Yes. Thank you, Minister Lanny. The law is to protect us. It's not to punish us. It's to protect us. So God wants to protect us from sin. Now, there are consequences when we sin. And there are rewards when we follow his law. If you read in Deuteronomy 28, he gives the laws and he tells of the consequences. He said, if you do this, you'll receive that. But if you don't, you're going to get that. Those are the curses and the blessings. Deuteronomy 28. Now, the consequence of sin is a spiritual death. It's a spiritual death. What happens when we sin? When we sin, what happens? Somebody tell me.
Wasn't there one other thing with spiritual death? A limited factor of our body being decayed.
I'm sorry, Tekla, I heard you, but I couldn't quite understand. It was a little muffled.
Yeah, one was spiritual death. The second was that our body would decay, and there was a limit to our body, that it will not be forever.
Yes, yes. We don't live forever. Thank you so much. All right. When God gives us instructions, we must follow them to protect us, as Minister Lanny says, for protection. And we don't want to be separated from God. So we have a nature. Our natural man is prone towards sin. So God gives us laws to protect us. he also said that we must follow the laws of the land. We must obey the laws of the land. So Romans 13, it says, obey the government. Obey the government, for God is the one who put it there. There is no government anywhere that God has not placed in power. So those who have refused to obey the laws of the land are refusing to obey God, and punishment will follow. So the policemen, you know, a lot of people are afraid of the police because they're doing the wrong things. Now, also, Romans 13:17 says, obey those who have rule and authority over you, for they watch over your soul, as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is, you know, what they're called to do. So they're called to protect us. So I'm going to tell you, I know some laws of the land that we break.
Romans 13 what?
17.
Romans
All
13,
right.
17? There's no 17 on 13.
Romans 13, 1, 3, 17.
There's no 17 in Romans 13.
Okay, well, I apologize. I may have made a mistake, but could you find that for me? Obey those who have rule and authority over you. Could you find it for me, please? I appreciate it. Let me know when you get it.
Hebrews
13, okay. Would you find it for me, you and Tekla, and let me know when you get it. Thank you. All right. So there are some laws that we break. I know one of them is the stop sign. We're supposed to stop at stop signs, but, you know, when I was a child, people stopped at the stop sign. Your parents taught you, now look, stop at the stop sign, look at both ways and see if a car is coming. Nowadays, people have their face in the phone and they're walking. They get hit by a car and then they want to blame the car, but people are not following the stop sign. What's another thing that we do today? We don't stop at what? We don't do what? Give us a law that people break, laws of the land.
Morning.
Okay, in the yellow light, they don't yield? Yes.
Littering.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, Joyce. That's it.
Okay.
Someone else was speaking too. What'd you say?
This is Stephanie. I said littering.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, baby. Speak a little louder.
I said littering.
Yes, littering. Yep, littering. Yielding. What else? This is a big one today. It's another one. I mean, almost everybody's doing
speed
this right.
Speed limit.
Yes, Latricia, speed limit.
Talking, texting.
Mm-hmm. The speed limit. Most people nowadays are going 90 miles an hour in a 70-mile zone, and they look at you like there's something wrong with you when you're following the law. Years ago, I was stopping at a red light. Downtown Jacksonville, people, you can go. They act like I was doing something wrong, and they are walking when the light is not in their favor. So today, people are turning wrong into right and right into wrong. So as human beings, the Bible says that we are to follow the laws of the land. Tekla, did you find that scripture, Glory Dean?
Yeah.
Obey the laws.
Romans 13, 1 to 2.
One
Romans
two.
13, 1 and 2.
Okay, thank you so much. I made that correction in my notes. Romans 13. Can you read that for me, Tekla?
They say the government, God is the one who has put it there. There's no government anywhere that God has not placed in power. So those who refuse to obey the law of the land are refusing to obey God, and punishment will follow.
Amen, amen.
I had to watch a Hebrew
Okay. Hebrews 13. 13 what? Okay, Hebrews 13 what? No, no.
Hebrews 13, 17.
Okay.
Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch over your soul.
Yes.
And they that must give account, and they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
That's the one I was looking for, Hebrews 13:17. Thank you so much. Yeah, the other one, I see it now in my notes. I did put Romans 13:1, obey the government, for God has put them over you. All right, thank you. You are Tekla and Gloria Dean. I appreciate that. All right, so we talked about littering. Littering is a big one. Also, I mean, people driving down the street just throwing trash out their cars, down the highways. You know, years ago, most people obeyed the laws of the land. But nowadays, even though we're bringing up our children to disobey the laws of the land, but God's law say we are to obey the laws of the land. Anybody can think
there's
of any other
one? There's another one on 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 to 17.
Okay, 13 to 17. Okay, we'll table that one. You don't have to read that one. That's good. All righty. What are some other laws that break?
Sorry?
I was asking, what are some of the other laws that we break, laws of the land?
No drinking and driving?
Yes, drinking and driving. That's another one. Thank you, Stephanie. Drinking and driving. What's another one?
Texting and driving.
Say it again?
Texting and driving.
Yes, texting and driving. What's some more? All right, those are good. That's good right there. Yeah, a lot of times, we do not, even Christians, I'm talking about Christian people, they say, oh, in their car coming, they just walk across the street. Or they drive right through the light, like the laws don't apply to us. But God wants us to follow the laws. He created them for our safety. So I thank God for that. Now, last time.
Madam.
Excuse me, what is it that y'all mentioned about the put your seatbelts on?
Oh, no, that's another one, seatbelts. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Seatbelts.
Killing other people, stealing from other
yes.
people, killing other people.
Killing, murdering, yeah. Killing and murders and all kind of crime. Okay,
killing,
so we're going to move on to something else now. Last time we talked about our purpose and you know, one person brought up that we're to love other people, love God. That's all of our purpose right there. But we all have a specific purpose that we were created to do. We were all created for a specific purpose. So I know I talked about my purpose is teaching. That's very general. But specific, I was at a church years and years ago. And my pastor, he said, Sister Caritha, do you know what God called you to do? Do you know what your purpose is? And I said, yeah, to teach. And children, he said, yes, but more specifically. I said, no. She said, God is calling you to work. Your purpose is to work with young, hurting girls because you were one when you were younger. So I know one of the ways I was very hurt as a child was when I was 8 years old, my father left home. That was the most excruciating pain for me. Now, I'm not talking about physical pain. I'm talking about emotional pain, just the pain that I went through as a young girl because my father and I was close. And when my parents separated, left home, oh, my God, that left a big scar in me. I had to get a lot of deliverance, a lot of prayer. You know, because my parents were separated. Then later on, I went to stay with another family member. So it was like another separation from my mother at that time. So I had a lot of hurt, but, you know, of course, then you just did what you had to do. You didn't even know. You didn't even call it hurt. You didn't even call it pain. But it was there. And so sometimes, you know, these hurts and pains, they cause low self-esteem. They cause frustration, health issues. But we have to deal with these things. We can't just keep tucking them because sometimes, you know, you're going through things and you go like, well, why did I do that? Wonder why I did that. You don't always know. But God has a purpose for each one of us. It's a specific purpose. So our assignment was to ask God what was his specific purpose for us. So anybody, let a couple of people share. We're going to work with that next week as well. Anyone want to share what your specific purpose is?
To declare, for me, to declare his promise, to prophesy is what he needs to be done on us.
Okay. And who is that for? Is it for who you called to do it with?
No. When he tells that he wants this being established on earth, when he shares things with me, then I'm to declare it. That. So as in Job 22:28, he says, declare a thing and I will establish it. So when he shows something through the word, then I'm to declare it. So he will establish it.
Okay, who are you declaring to?
Sometimes I don't say it to anybody. I say it back to him, back to the world, back to the atmospheric earth, and to the angels.
All right. One more person. Thank you, Tekla.
Gloria Dean.
Okay.
For one person, God gave me to teach younger women that the. He says that the old women should teach the young women. Well, that scripture, that's God, and give me a vision of that teaching of younger women. And I've taught a lot of, worked with a lot of women, young women, going through problems. And God showed me the vision of working once, you know, with visions, working with different ones, you know.
Yeah.
So it came to pain. So I know that happened. But, I know teaching is one, and that's the help. And I was doing, as I was doing it, he told me to teach the younger women, but at the time, he showed me a vision to work with Spanish, the Spanish. And I don't speak Spanish, but he gave me Spanish people. And how it happened, so many years later, and he told me, I saw the vision, and the vision happened later on, when one Spanish lady came to me in the church, she said, the Lord said for you to pray with me and help her. And when she started coming to me, she brought other Spanish women coming. Some of them did not know how to speak English. But today, some of them learned English, children graduated from college. But I'm taught the miracle of it. I don't want to go too long, but miracle of God. I was looking at, when I was teaching them, working in the plane with them, and we had this one to translate. Well, I went to Ron Rovo, my daughter, she's looking for a book.
Not clear.
And my eyes fell on a book, and I'm like, this is the end of it. The book said, The Higher Calling of God. And when I saw that book, I had to buy it. In that book was the whole scripture of, that's coming to my mind, the one that says how the older women have to teach young women.
Titus.
That book was broken. That book, that whole description was broken down in that one book. And I had to study that book, and I taught through that book.
Amen.
Prayer and everything. It was a miracle.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that. All right. So we want to ask the Lord, what's our specific purpose that he put us here for? He gave everybody, and nobody can do it but you. You're the only person who can do it.
I think to worship
purpose.
Him.
Oh, we're going to move
worship
right along
him.
To Psalm 23. Everybody turn to Psalms 23. This is going to be your homework. This is our homework for next week. Psalms 23. So our homework is to pray Psalms 23 every day. You to pray. I'm going to give you an example of it in just a few minutes. That's one thing. I want you to pray Psalms 23 over your family, over yourself, over the leaders of your church, of the nation, and for those who are sick. Pray Psalms 23. I'm going to give you an example of it in just a few minutes. Also, read Genesis chapter 2. We're moving from Genesis 1 to chapter 2. So you have two things for your homework. Genesis 23, you're going to pray that every day. Pray over your family. Pray over yourself. Pray over the leaders of the nation, over your church, and for those who are sick. Pray Psalms 23. So I'm gonna give you an example. And then we're going to take prayer requests. All right. So I'm going to go to Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Lord, I thank you that you are my shepherd. And I thank you, Lord God, that I don't need anything, that you supply all of my needs. I thank you, Lord God, that you make us lie down in green pastures. I thank you, Lord God, that you lead us beside the still waters so we can have peace, the peaceful waters, so we can rest and recuperate from the stresses of the day. I thank you, Lord God, that you renew our soul. And, Lord, that not only do you heal our soul's diseases as well. And, Lord, I thank you that as you renew our soul, we are strengthened in you. I thank you, Lord God, that you lead and guide us in the paths of righteousness for your namesake, not for our namesake, but for your namesake, O God. Even though we walk in through the dark valley, through the valley of the shadow, even though we walk through the coronavirus, I thank you, Lord God, because of you, we won't have any harm. We don't fear any harm. I thank you, Lord God, that your rod and your staff is comforting us, is giving us courage, is giving us strength. So I thank you, Lord God, that you prepare a banquet, a whole table. You give us everything we need. You've given us a home. You give us vehicles. You give us clothes. You give us everything. And our enemies watch while you bless us. The blessings of the Lord come upon us. Lord, you load us up with benefits every day. I thank you, Lord God, that you anoint our head with oil on a daily basis, O God. I thank you that our cup is overflowing with love and mercy and truth and grace and favor. I thank you, Lord God, that certainly, most assuredly, your goodness and your mercy shall follow us all the days, every day of our life, and we will remain in your house forever in Jesus' name. So, you know, however the Lord leads you, pray Psalms 23. You can even write it out if you want. Pray Psalms 23 over yourself, over your family, over your church leaders, over the leaders of the land, the leaders of our country, leaders of the world, and those who are sick. Any questions about that part of the homework? All right. So we're going to read.
Can I share a testimony?
I beg your pardon?
Can I share a testimony? About this
hold on. Let me give the rest of the homework. And right after prayer, you can share a testimony. How's that? All right. The next part of the homework is Genesis chapter 2.
What I want to share is about Psalm 23.
I got it. Just hold up, please. I heard you, dear. Genesis chapter 2. Read it every day. Genesis chapter 2. Read it every day. All right, and Psalms 23, pray over it every day. All right, any questions about your homework? All right, so we're going to take prayer requests first, and then Tekla after that, just before the closing prayer, you can give that testimony, but make it about a minute long, very short. So start briefing it in your head so it's real brief. I don't want to hold people up so long. All right, James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So effectual, successful prayers. Fervent, passionate, and intense prayers. All right? State your name and your prayer request. All right, nobody have a prayer request? We'll pray a general prayer then.
I have a prayer request.
Yes,
Tekla?
I have.
All right, go ahead, Tekla. Remember, we're stating one sentence request. Make it very brief. You know, if you say, I want prayer for, you know, my knee, make it very brief and to the point.
I want financial blessings.
Okay, financial, excellent, okay. Next person, prayer request. Lanny, did I hear you, Minister Lanny?
Yes, I have a nephew that needs to be delivered from alcohol. He's had his third DUI, and he's in danger of being sentenced to go to federal prison. And we want him to be
deliverance from alcohol, okay.
Right, and also my niece who's still in the hospital from two surgeries she had last week, Jackie.
Oh, okay. Jackie, hospital, okay. We'll pray healing for her. All right. Prayer request.
Glory to God.
Okay.
Prayer for my back.
Okay. Healing for her back, okay.
And
anyone
sister,
else?
This is Sister Lane again. My neighbor, Amos, the Amos family down the street, their father passed.
Okay,
Amos
so
family.
He, okay, Amos family, all right.
This is second one, another request. My youngest brother and his family to get saved.
Okay, salvation, family member. Hold on, Joyce, I heard you. All righty. Okay, Joyce?
Glory.
Say that again?
Glory, W-O-R-R-Y.
Pray against worrying.
Stop worrying so much about things that you participate on happening.
Okay, worrying about the future. Oh, I got you. Worrying about the future.
Exactly.
Okay. Worrying about the future. Okay, anyone else? All right.
For our nation. To bring healing among each
person.
We're going to
stop right there with the prayer request. Nation, good. All right, so.
To bring about healing among our people. To have a divine healing. It's too divided to have divine healing.
I got you. All right. So, Glory Jean, I'm going to ask you to pray for Tekla's request. Financial, she needs an increase in finances. Salvation for our family and healing for our nation. Glory to you.
Father, we just thank you. As we come boldly to your throne, the grace and mercy, God, to obtain the mercy, everything, your help and everything, God. We thank you, Lord, because you are our help, Father. You're everything to us. And right now, God, we want to pray for our sister, Father God, for our family for salvation. We pray, Father God, all the ones that need salvation, God, that they would come into a godly sorrow, God. Things they've done, God, that you have them come into a godly sorrow that will bring them into repentance, that will bring them into salvation. And we thank you, Lord, for family coming into salvation through repentance. And we thank you, Lord, for the finances, God. We bind every demonic force of hell away from our finances right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, whatever you give her, minister to her, give unto her the understanding of how to take care and how to use her finances, God. Teach her and use her finances, God. And we thank you, Lord, for giving her financial blessing. God, you said that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Well, I ask God that you supply all her financial needs and all that other needs, God, every need that you know she needs, God. Supply that need. Right now, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for the needs. You got the one with the needs? No, for the nation.
Yes.
We pray, God, for the nation. We pray for the world, the universe right now. We pray for the world. We pray for every family that's in this universe, God. Because, God, what's going on now is affecting the whole world, whatever is going on. But we thank you, Father God, as we continuously praying, Father, coming together in prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that you be the one, Father God, you be the one, God, to lift up this burden of this virus, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, give you glory and praise, Father. Amen.
Amen. I thank you for that. You got right to the point. Thank you so much. So I'm going to ask different people, when you pray, would you just hit the target and keep right on moving? So, Tekla, I'm going to ask you to pray for Lanny's request, for her nephew, for deliverance, for alcohol, for her niece, Jackie, who's back in the hospital, and for the Amos family. If you could just hit the target and thank you.
What do they need for Amos family? Just salvation?
Healing.
Healing. Okay. Lord, I bring Lenny's niece before your throne room. Lord, I thank you for her life. I thank you for the way you have handpicked her to be your daughter. Lord, I thank you for where she is today and in the name of Yeshua, the blood that speaks before your throne room. Lord, we claim that blood on her behalf, and we repent on her behalf, Lord.
Yeah.
And also on behalf of the nephew who is taking drugs, and also on behalf of that family to bring healing. Lord, we claim this for all these people, the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for washing them and purifying them. It's a done thing 2,000 years ago, Lord. We stand in the gap and we intercede that the power of Satan over their life is destroyed by the blood. Lord, as we declare that you'll be sending angels, you'll be sending ministering angels, you'll be sending people to touch their lives, to speak to them, to bring them out of darkness into light, that you will bring peace to their mind, into their body, into their spirit and soul. Lord, you were wounded for their transgressions. You were bruised for their iniquities. The generational curses were broken by you. The testament of their peace was upon you and by your stripes. There's healing in her daughter's life. There's deliverance from the nephews. And also this family is being brought together in peace by the blood of the Lamb. And we receive it, Lord. Thank you for giving them dreams and visions and personal visitations so they know that you are alive. They can feel you. They can see you. They can hear you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Latricia, can you play for Gloria Dean, healing for her back?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Father, with a request that we know that you hear our prayers, but when we're gathered together, you're in the midst, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for your healing touch. Father, we ask you to reach out and touch her body. Father, we thank you for all the knowledge you have given man to help us in these times. Thank you, Father, for rest tonight. We thank you, God, for her healing her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. We thank you, God, for ordering her steps today. We thank you, God, for we know you are able. You are a God who is able to do abundance we all ask or think. And, Lord God, we ask this of you, of healing for her body in a specific place, her back. Lord God, move all over her body, inflammation, remove things that are hindering her body from may she continue to eat well, drink her water, and do what you've been called her to do, for she has work to do, and we thank you, God, for it. We thank you for hearing our prayers and healing her body. Lord, all things belong to you, and this is your daughter, and this is our request in the name of your Son, King Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Minister Lanny, can you pray for Joyce? She has a prayer against the spirit of worrying about anything, future or right now, or whatever.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our sister Joyce to you right now. And we, Father, thank you first for her salvation, for her hope in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that she's a safe place there. And we know that life happens, and sometimes out of our love for our people and out of our love, even for us to be our very best for you, sometimes we struggle to try to do things in our own flesh. So, Father, I pray that she'll be delivered from her own self, to know that the power in her, you said that you are able to do all things we ask of faith according to the power that worketh in us. You are the power that worketh in us. So, Father, I pray that you'll elevate that power in her, that she'll begin to speak over those things that come to her mind that want to cause her to try to fix it in her own strength, even to even pray a prayer that's about her comfort rather than about your will and your Father, in the name of Jesus, you said that we sometimes ask amiss because we secretly there's another agenda in our mind about what we're thinking, about what we want. So, Father, let her desire be unto you. You said in your word, God, hallelujah, you purpose us and you predestined us, God, that we, that you will, you have purposed us according to the wisdom of your will. And your will is so powerful. And what, and I know your will is that we can rest in you and we can be assured, God. You said in your word to fear not because you're with us, be not afraid because you're God. You will help us, you will heal us, you will heal every lame place. And you will uphold us with the right hand of your righteousness. When those moments come, when weary come, God, I pray that you, the Holy Spirit will give her a word from you and she'll speak that word over that and take authority in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I know that this, it's a warfare in her members, and between the spirit and the mind and what we see. And you said, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So we pray heaven down and that she can set her affection on things above and not on the earth. When things come on the earth that wear her, help her to pull down heaven and speak what you said, God. You said you've given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. God, according to the power that works, according to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, we're here today because we want to know you more. We want to serve you better. So I come against the spirit of worry in Jesus' name. I come against the thing that caused the worry, that your peace will follow in this prayer and this request. That your her peace, the word will disappear and peace will come because she speak a word in your name. And that situation will, whether she can see it manifested in the natural, she will know that you're working on it in the spiritual, in the Jesus name. Pray that special deliverance, special that special anointing of trust in your word that she has in her own mouth. You say, we come overcome the enemy by the word, but the Lamb in the words of our testimony. Give her the words of your testimony and crush that worry. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. And we thank you for the authority you've given us to speak your word and expect you to honor your own word. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless her. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Thelma, could you say a brief prayer for me that I would be more sensitive to Father God's leading?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne in Jesus' mighty name. We just thank you, Father God, for who you are. You're the creator God. You created the heaven and earth and everything that dwells therein. So, Father, we thank you for Sister G, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are filling her right now with wisdom, knowledge, and above all things, understanding. We thank you, God, for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit in her life, that she leans not to her own understanding, but in all her ways she acknowledges you. So, Father, we ask you to continue to keep her mind steadfast on you, to continue, God, to remove every obstacle out of her way that shouldn't be. And we believe, God, and we give you the glory, the honor, and praise, and we call it done right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father, I thank you for the intercessors who prayed. I lift up every intercessor that prayed, everyone who came on, oh God. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. All right, Sister Tekla, just make it very brief because I have to get off the air soon. Sister Tekla, are you giving a testimony?
Oh, yeah, I want to. I was just telling you about the Psalms, but the Book of Psalms is an amazing book because the Lord one day shared with me. So for me to read it like the way Daniel did, he read three times a day. And so he asked me to read in the morning the way it was, the same psalm I read in the afternoon, making it very personal to me. And in the evening I read it, just thanking him for already answered prayer. So it was very powerful.
Amen.
So I read the whole Book of Psalms
Beautiful.
That way.
Thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate it. All right. Well, one announcement. Saturday on Bible Storyland, we'll be on 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. It will be Children's Day. So join us. We appreciate it. Father God, we thank you for this prayer time, this time of Bible study, this time of prayer. I thank you, Lord God, that you are with us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, continually lead us in the path of righteousness on a daily basis, oh, God. We are so grateful for your word that you gave us, oh, God, from Genesis to Revelation. Oh, God, give us even more insight into your word. Give us more revelation knowledge of your word. Help us to be obedient to you in all things. We bless and honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are the Most High God. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you all, and I will talk to you soon. Hallelujah. Thank you all for coming on. Love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Love you too.
God bless.
Thank y'all. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.